As its name proclaims, the 11 by 15 campaign hopes to cut the current state prison population of 22,000 in half by the year 2015. More than 100 volunteers gathered at the Capitol today to get advice on how to do that from Nicole Porter of the New York-based Sentencing Project. Porter says states like New York and Kansas have successfully cut prison populations by increasing funding for treatment instead of prison programs.
There might be cheaper options in the community that can continue to hold people accountable for their offenses, allows them to continue to work in the community and maintain ties with their family. There are evidence-based programs that judges feel secure in sanctioning people to. Those options should be a central part of the sentencing framework in Wisconsin.
John Stedman of the Eau Claire chapter of 11 by 15 says that means moving money spent warehousing prisoners to what he calls the front end, treatment. He says the group has already asked the Department of Corrections to boost treatment funding by $75 million.
We asked for a lot of money and they said no, you know, go figure. But we're starting to have the conversation and we're starting to measure impacts of investment. What if we move money from the back to the front? That's the place this has to start, and that's where we are, frankly.
A handful of legislators and their staff attended the gathering today, but so far there are no solid budget proposals for reprioritizing Wisconsin's current $1.3 billion prison budget. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.